Years ago, I had a seat back defect case. The name of the case was Robinson versus Ford Motor Company. And Mrs. Robinson is a mom and a wife. She's a school teacher. And they're driving along on a highway in Florida. And dad is driving. Mom is in the back middle seat next to her baby, who is in a rearward facing car seat. And the car begins to slip and slide. The back of the car whips around to the right. The seat back fails completely and goes down for mom. And even though she was seat belted in, she submarines out of that seat belt, hit the concrete, had a brain injury. Well, the manufacturer said, our design of the Ford Explorer is fine. We didn't make any mistakes when we manufactured it. We followed the design, we put it together. Our experts in the case said that is nonsense. This was defectively designed. And had you taken different steps in the design to make it, in essence, stronger, of higher quality, as opposed to this cheaper quality, it would have protected people for exactly what happened in this instance. Ford Motor Company had said they didn't want to pay any money on the case, and a jury came back with a verdict of $53 million. And the reason that jury spanked Ford Motor Company with that verdict is because Ford misbehaved. And the way we looked at it is they misbehaved and they got spanked. Spanked by a jury who said, we're not going to let you get away with this.